This is the Original Sports Perspective from our couch to yours. This is Jermaine Lockett with the Couch Rock Report podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to speak on something on my mind. Sammy Watkins. You know, it's been a hot topic and everybody's been on his nuts, but not me. I wrote an article last year when he came into the NFL and I said he was overrated. I still believe the boy is overrated. Now he's talking trash about how he doesn't get the ball and how he wants the ball more. Sammy, it's time for you to hush. Because if you had wanted the ball, you would have got yourself open. Now everybody saw on primetime television during the preseason, you getting completely embarrassed by Prince Amukamara and the New York Giants last year. The same thing would have happened had you been healthy a couple weeks ago. And I say that because you're just not a prolific receiver. You are no Dez Bryant. You are no Calvin Johnson. People are trying to put you on that level. Teammates of yours are trying to put you on that level. Your buddy, Mario Williams, who's obviously an advocate of yours, and he's drank the Kool-Aid, the Sammy Watkins Kool-Aid. He says, I think Sammy is obviously a great player and he can get down the field. He's not just fast and he can get vertical. He can make guys miss on short catches and things like that. You know, I think this is kind of biased because, you know, when I look at your college tape, Sammy, I see you can't get off the jam. And that's exactly what Prince Amukamara did to you back then. And that's what people do to you now. You can't get off the jam and you can't play on the numbers. You can't get back to the numbers and make your quarterback find you because you're lost behind the coverage. And when I say that, I'm saying you're pinned to the sideline. You are not a great receiver, and I don't think the Bills need to put up with this mess. You need to hush up and play ball. Take a note from guys like Clay. Guys like Robert Woods. They shut up and play ball. And guess what? They outplaying you this year. Both of them are. And it's because they just come out to play ball. They don't really care about stats or getting the ball because they notice it's a team sport. They're not worried about contracts. They're worried about maintaining the job. They're still fighting to get to the top of that stack. You were given the starting job because you didn't earn it. Robert Woods outplayed you every year in training camp. And that's 2 years. But yeah, it was both years, Robert Woods outplayed you. And this year, he's already got 13 receptions, 164 yards, and a touchdown. Clay, he's doing his thing as well. He's got 22 receptions, 262 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Why? Because they know how to get open. Because they know how to play ball. You can't even get off the injury list to play ball, and you whine about not getting the ball. Get on the field and then get the ball. You got a decent quarterback for once. Why don't you go ahead and learn how to get some chemistry with him? Stay after practice, run a couple extra passing routes. I'm quite sure you don't do that because you're a little prima donna. Nobody needs another Keyshawn Johnson in the NFL. Nobody. And here you are. Haven't did anything yet. When you had 6 touchdowns last year. That's your accolade? That's your reasoning for saying, hey, give me the ball? You played the whole year. I'm sorry. You played 16 games. You had 65 receptions, 982 yards, and 6 touchdowns. You only had 4 games over 100 yards. If you're a prolific receiver, it don't matter who's throwing the ball. You go get the job done. Did you? No. And now you want more targets. You want more opportunities. Do something with what you got. Then come talk. Then come fuss on NFL Network. Then come get your other players to be advocates for you. Until then, hush up. Drink the Rex Ryan coffee. And go play ball for the Bills. Y'all got something good going this year. This is Original Sports Perspective. From our couch to yours. This is the Couch Rider Report.